the story broke and we mentioned it, but we couldn't get into it, that Tom Brady, Cobra Kai'd Ed Reed, he got fined for that. He tried to sweep the leg, got fined $10,000. Frank Gore, for his uniform violation, got fined $10,500. Now, we all know that. That's old news. And we've all heard people call in throughout the day saying what a crock it is. But take away your Baltimore bias. I don't want to talk about this from the angle that is Brady gets all the calls. I don't want to talk about this is that the NFL disrespects the Baltimore Ravens or they never get the calls or people hate Baltimore. Take all that out, okay? This has nothing to do with Brady versus Reed. This has nothing to do with Baltimore versus the league or that the Ravens don't get any love or that the Patriots get all the calls. Forget all that. None of that matters. The angle I want to take is what an absolute positive joke the NFL fine system is. And it starts there and it ends with the fact that they are trying to wave the flag of player safety. And it's a complete and utter joke. The NFL, and they do it to themselves. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's so transparent. It's so obvious. And I got to tell you guys, it's stupid. The way they come down with these fines is stupid. And if you want to rewind and use our local Baltimore Ravens and Ed Reed situation as an example, feel free. Out of the clear blue sky, they suspend this guy for an entire game, and then 2 days later, by their own independent guy, Ted Cottrell, it gets retracted and reduced to $55,000. The league's a joke with the way they fine people. You mean to tell me that an incident on the field involving player safety or player misconduct, forget the player, kicking another player is less of a fine than the guy's uniform violation, and it doesn't relate to sponsors, it doesn't relate to safety, all it relates to is aesthetics. The NFL is such a joke, and they are so caught up in their own shell game, look over here, look over here, don't look over here, that they don't even realize that they fine guys more for socks than they do for kicking, than they do for actually potential injury. It's outrageous. And it goes back to the safest helmet. It goes back to the mouthpiece. It goes back to the new rule change coming next year because player safety is so important. Ready for this? Drum roll, please. Thigh pads. Yes, because thigh pads, last we checked with the most, with the utmost, what's the word? With the foremost neurologists in the country. The guys that are revolutionizing brain injuries, they said, you know what, NFL, Roger Goodell and the rest? I've got an idea that will limit concussions and brain damage in NFL players. Thigh pads. Thigh pads. Mandate that, and you've really got something. Thigh pads. Player safety. Kicking a player in his groin, in his junk, in his knee, $10,000. Sock an inch and a half too low, 10-5. Makes sense to me. It has nothing to do with Baltimore. It has nothing to do with Brady. It has nothing to do with the league's bias towards one team or another or the television's bias, one large market to a medium-sized market. None of that. Leave that out. I don't care if Brady gets all the calls. I don't want to hear about Spygate. I don't want to hear that Belichick got fined $500,000, but he makes $7 million, so it was no skin off his back. I don't want to hear about the tapes being burnt. None of that matters. I'm talking about the league using two examples that are the biggest joke in the world. And they're going to sit here and tell you that they're fining guys on defense for player safety. There are two players involved in every hit. How come the offensive team doesn't have to abide by the same rules as the defensive team? Doesn't make any sense. Then you fine a guy for kicking someone less than a guy who has a sock that fell down or is too low. The league is outrageously stupid. They're so dumb, they don't, or it's not stupidity, it's arrogance. They're so stupid or so arrogant, and now that I think about it, it may be arrogance, they don't even care if they fine a guy more for having a sock violation than they do for a guy kicking another player in a championship game. And as someone who covers this league, and as someone who talks about sports and as someone who's intimately involved in this game, it's insulting to me because they're telling you and they're telling me that we're idiots. And it doesn't matter what happens in the news. Doesn't matter how they try to find guys. Doesn't matter the amount. Doesn't matter if it's justified. Doesn't matter if it's biased. Because you are going to sit your butt in those seats with your jersey and your purple camo on, and you're going to cheer for your team. And you're going to sit in your house, and you're going to watch television, and the ratings are going to be through the roof. They're telling you you're an idiot. They're telling you you're an idiot, and then they're telling you you're a moron, and you're going to come back and watch me. You're going to come back and watch our sport. You're going to digest what we shove down your throat, and you're going to like it. You're going to take it and like it. You're going to take it and like it so much that we're going to find a guy more for a sock than a kick. Player safety is paramount in the NFL. And as such, we're changing the rule in the 2013 regular season. Thigh pads are mandated. Kick a guy in the groin, 10 large. Have a sock lower than it should be, 10-5. That's the NFL. That's a joke, and that's insulting.